In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. We're going to be looking at the book of Hebrews. You know, when the Lord converts somebody, it is so easy to follow Jesus. It is so easy to follow Jesus. You know, that glow, that warmth, that presence, it's so easy. And then the trials come, and it's a lot more difficult. But yet, our eyes must be fixed upon Jesus. Our faith must be in Jesus. It is all about Jesus, I tell you. So, we read from Hebrews 10, verse 31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. At your conversion, at my conversion, we fell into the hands of the living God. And you know what? He says, call to remembrance the former days, in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of affliction. Oh, remember, remember, remember that you, when you began to follow Jesus, endured afflictions, and that you came through and you were faithful, partly while you were made a gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly while you became companions of them that were so used. For you had compassion on me in my bonds, he says, the one who's writing this, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Substance, listen to substance. Heaven is substantial. It is not some whim. It is not some cloud. It is heaven is substantial. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has made great recompense of your reward. So the Lord speaks to you today. Don't throw away your confidence in Jesus, even though things are difficult. You know, what was happening in the letter to the Hebrews, these Jewish believers were looking at the temple worship, and it was fancy, and the high priest wore bells, and it was all this stuff. And the only thing they have is faith in Jesus and bread and wine. Hallelujah. You know, don't throw away your confidence. Don't throw away your confidence, for you have need of patience. They're starting to turn away from the Lord. And he's saying, don't throw away your confidence, which has great recompense and reward. For you have great need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise of heaven. You already have eternal life, but then you will have heaven, which is substantial, substantial. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. That's Jesus. Now the just shall live by faith, and if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. You see, the Hebrews are being tempted to go back to the temple. They're being tempted to let go of their hope in Jesus. They're being tempted. And this writer to the Hebrews says, don't be tempted. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Remember the things that you endured at the beginning. Now you're growing in these things that you endure. And you say, I miss the temple worship. I miss it. And the Lord says, have faith. Keep your eyes upon Jesus. Don't worry. Have faith. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not them who draw back into death and perdition, but we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul. In other words, he's saying, continue to have faith. Continue to have faith. And so we start the 11th chapter. Now, faith is the substance. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Lord called his people to live by faith and to walk by faith and not by sight. Yet faith has the substance of things hoped for. The object of faith is Jesus Christ. He is the true God and the true man who gave his life for us. We are to have faith in him, faith in the Father who sent him, and faith in the Holy Spirit. No matter what happens, it is the substance of things hoped for. You see, the Hebrews are beginning to wonder, is this all worth it to follow Jesus? You know, we've been persecuted now, and the Jews aren't persecuted, and the Jews are persecuting us, and what shall we do? What shall we do? For by faith the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Hallelujah. God spoke the worlds into existence. Hallelujah. Oh yes, God said, let there be, and there was. Let there be planet Earth. I tell you, God gave us the solar system. I tell you, God spoke the solar system into reality. I tell you that we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which were seen were not made of things which do appear. God spoke the worlds into existence. Hallelujah. He spoke you into existence. He spoke me into existence. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation, he had this testimony that pleased God. What was the testimony of Enoch? Faith. He believed in the one God. He gave his life to the one God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Oh my. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith in the Messiah. Faith in Jesus. It is impossible to please God without faith. You might say, you know, I'm into doing good works for people. I'm into doing good works for people, but because of my faith. My faith in Jesus Christ the Lord, who spoke the worlds into existence. My faith in Jesus Christ the Lord, who became human in the womb of the Virgin Mary at the conception. My faith in Jesus Christ the Lord, who was brought forth in Bethlehem. My faith in Jesus Christ the Lord, who was in the temple and his parents were looking for him. My faith is in Jesus Christ the Lord, who at the wedding at Cana changed water into wine. Oh yes, my faith is in Jesus Christ the Lord, who gave his life for us upon the cross and who rose from the dead. Hallelujah. He is not in the grave. He has been raised, and he gives to those who believe and have faith the unction that they need to live this faith. Now, I'm not going to tell you it's always easy to live faith. I'm not going to tell you that, because you know what? That's a lie. Because you see, when we decide to live by faith, the enemy says, I'll fix you. I'll fix you. I'll bring things into your life that you can't handle. But we can handle anything by faith. We can handle anything by faith. Enoch had faith and was translated into heaven without death. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. I want you to say that. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith in who? Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is impossible to please God without faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. For he that comes to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, yes. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you seeking him today? Are you seeking Jesus? He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is still near. Let me tell you this. One day it's not going to be so easy to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord today. I'll read this again. But without faith, and what about faith? Faith is the substance. of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, for he that comes to God must first believe that he is, that's right, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Oh yes, he rewards those who diligently seek him. Oh Jesus, give us the heart to diligently seek you, to seek you with all of our hearts. And when you seek me with all of your heart, you'll find me with you, says the Lord. Oh yes, this faith is so important. Faith is so important. We are saved by grace through faith, yes, which produces good works, but it's all grace, 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 amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. Amazing grace, amazing grace. Without grace, I would have no faith, I tell you. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Are you pleasing God today? Are you pleasing God today, you know? Or are you like those people that say, you know, we used to see you do these things, and now there's awful been, you've been awfully quiet. We remember what you used to do, and now you're not doing that. But you know what? It takes faith to do that when you're not feeling it. Hallelujah. We had a woman on Saturday that came, and she has MS, and we prayed in faith, and we saw her run up and down the aisles on Saturday night. What was I experiencing? I was experiencing nothing. I didn't have the glow. I didn't have the unction in feeling, but I did it by faith. I proclaimed by faith that she would be healed of these lesions, and I proclaim by faith now that this woman, Donna, would be healed of every lesion in her head and in her spine. By the power of the blood of Jesus, I speak this healing into existence by the power of the blood of the Lamb. Yes, 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 yes. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must first believe that he is, that's right, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Seek him today. Seek the Lord. He is no closer, he is no further than your breath. By faith, Noah, being warned by God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear and prepared an ark to be the saving of his house, by that which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. I tell you, they all thought poor Noah was crazy. It was a sunny day, and he's building an ark, and that's something. He's building an ark, and it's a beautiful day, and the ark was for another time, and they were all saying, you're crazy. There's no water around here. You're crazy. What are you building this ark for? And Noah just returned to building of the ark because God told him to do it. What has God told you to do? If God tells you to do something, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. If God doesn't tell you, don't do it. You know, today I sensed that I was going to be in the 11th chapter of Hebrews today. I sensed that that's what the Lord wanted me to be in. And so I'm doing it, and I'm doing it by faith. I'm doing it by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing where he was going. That's right. The Lord said, Abraham, leave your land, and I'm going to show you a place where you will thrive and where your people will thrive. Abraham left everything and walked 320 miles down the road to Palestine, to Israel. I tell you, by faith he did that. I wonder what Sarah said when he said to Sarah, we're moving, honey. We're going to get the tent and we're going to move. And she said, where are we going? And he said, I don't know, but the Lord spoke to me, the one true God, and I'm going to follow him to where he says. But where are we going? I don't know, but we're going, and we're going to follow his guidance. I tell you, Following the guidance of the Lord does things. Following the guidance of the Lord does things. By faith, Abraham sojourned in a land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Oh, yes. Israel is only the shadow of heaven. The church is only the shadow of heaven. I tell you, we look to a foundations whose builder and maker is God. We're talking about heaven, heavenly mansions. That's what we're talking about. You know, I tell you, it's always good to fix our eyes on Jesus at the right hand of the Father so that we can continue. And if we start getting discouraged, we need to start being around people who have faith. We need to listen to the radio that will help us in our faith, that our faith is not about our faith. Our faith is in Him who is and was and is to come. Our faith is in the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Our faith is in a person. His name is Jesus, and Jesus reveals the Father. Our faith is in Jesus, and Jesus reveals the Father. For he looked, Abraham looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive a child, and it was delivered a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Oh, yes. At first she didn't believe. She laughed. But she began to believe that she would bring forth a child in her old age and in the old age of Abraham, and that this child, Isaac, would be the child of the promise. Yes, yes, yes. When God says something, you're going to get pregnant. And that's what the three men said to Abraham. Next year when we come by your tent, you're going to have a baby boy. And Sarah laughed. She says, you got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. Yeah, she laughed all right. And I tell you, but she at another time began to believe that this faith was in God, that God told her and told Abraham they were going to have a son. And when he started kicking in her womb, she said, oh, Lord, forgive me for laughing, because I have faith that you're going to deliver this child and you're going to judge this child faithful, and because he is the promised child. Therefore sprang there even of one, and of him as good as dead, that's Abraham, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is of the seashore innumerable. God said to Abraham, Lord, look outside and count the stars if you can. I'm going to make your descendants as many as the stars and as many as the sand on the beach. I tell you, we are descendants of Abraham, Catholics, Christians. The Jews are descendants of Abraham. The Muslims are descendants of Abraham, but not of Isaac. They serve another God now. But we are descendants of Abraham. And Abraham had faith, and God reckoned his faith as righteousness. Let me tell you that. Abraham had faith, and God reckoned his faith as righteousness. What did faith do? It caused him to move 320 miles down the road a piece. I tell you, this is real. Faith causes you to do something. We're not just talking about faith. I have faith in my faith. No, I have faith in the living God. I have faith in the Lord Jesus. And yes, bad things happen to good people, but my faith is intact by the mercy of God and by the grace of God. These all died in faith, not having received the promises. What is the promise? Jesus. Jesus. But having seen them from afar, and they were persuaded of them, and they embraced them, and they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country like heaven. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had the opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country. Yes, that is a heavenly country. That Israel is the shadow of heaven. Yes, they desire a better country. That is a heavenly country. Wherefore God is not ashamed to call them their God. For he has prepared for them a city. Oh yes, a city. I tell you, that city is real. That city is real. I'm not talking about some kind of a city. I'm talking about the city in the glory of God. I'm talking about that city when it says, "And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of the Lord is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, hallelujah, no more sorrow, hallelujah, no more crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away." Amen. I tell you, that city is being prepared for us. "And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had seven vials, and he carried me away in the spirit. And I saw the holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God for her light, like into a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And there was a great wall, very high, and 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon were the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb." I tell you, this city is being prepared for those who have faith in Jesus. Do you have faith today? Not in your faith, but faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his life for you, who bled for you. Precious be the blood of Jesus. Blessed be the precious blood of Jesus. Blessed be the precious blood of Jesus. Blessed be the precious blood of Jesus. Is your faith intact today? I'm telling you, even if it's wobbly, it's time to make a confession. Lord Jesus, I believe in you. Lord Jesus, forgive me for shaking in my faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Oh Jesus, my faith is not in my faith. My faith is in Jesus Christ. You see, my faith is not even in the church. My faith is in Jesus Christ, who gave us the church. So if I say I have faith in the church, it's because Jesus gave us the church. That's why I have faith in Jesus. Therefore, I have faith in the church, because Jesus gave us his body, the church. So it's about faith. It's about faith. God wants to honor you with faith, and it takes grace to get faith. So we pray, Father, give us the grace of faith. Give us the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give us the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we would have faith that would please you, because without faith, it is impossible to please you. And you are asking us to diligently seek you. Give us the grace to diligently seek you by faith, by faith. No matter what's happening in our lives, it's being rocked today. My faith is in the solid rock of Jesus Christ. My faith is in the solid rock of Jesus Christ. Yes, the winds blow, the rains come, the torrents come, but my faith is on a rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My faith is on the rock of Jesus Christ. Even the Catholic Church's faith is on the rock of Jesus Christ, and the rock that is Peter, but primarily on the rock of Jesus Christ, who gave us Peter. Yes, primarily on Jesus Christ. My faith is in Jesus Christ, who is Lord of heaven and earth. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I tell you today, there's a mansion being prepared for us, but only if we continue in faith. We have not yet continued to the point of shedding our blood, but I tell you, in many places, like in Egypt, our Coptic brothers are shedding their blood for the sake of Jesus. In Nigeria, many priests have died. They've burned churches. So we lift up our brothers and sisters who are in travail, who are in pain, and we ask you to give them everything they need to continue to walk in faith, because without faith, come on, it is impossible to please God. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the Word of God the best way I know how. We seek the living God. We seek His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We seek the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who inspires. Glory to God. Please, I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills for July. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And I thank God for those who gave to us. I thank God in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.